Right about now, I would like to bring on somebody for you. Want to tell you that, ask you to help me make this introduction. I'd like to say a name, and I'd like you to repeat the name. And then when we get through, we'll all add it up, and it ought to have some fun for you. Are you ready? Let me say it first. You repeat it after me. John.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a history of the Beatle years, 1962 to 1970. I'm Roger Scott in London. It's 1965.
If ever I did feel like writing a book sometime in the future when I'm about 90, it'd be good to call it Around the World in a Box, because everywhere we've been, we've gone in series of boxes, like aeroplanes and a car and a hotel room and a stadium and a plane and a hotel room. It's a good name.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul McCartney of the Beatles speaking. And the next record is one which John and I have written for two very good friends of ours, Peter and Gordon. The song is called I Don't Want to See You Again, but it's not true. Listen.
I don't want to see you again. I hear that love is bland. How can I understand when someone says to me, I don't want to see you again? Why do I cry at night? Something wrong could be right. I hear you say to me, I don't want to see you again. As you turn your back on me, you hit the light of day. I didn't have to play at being broken hearted. I know that later on, after love's been and gone, I'll still hear someone say, I don't want to see you again. When someone says to me, I don't want to see you again. I don't want to see you again. I don't want to see you again.
Peter and Gordon's I Don't Want to See You Again. 1965 began for the Beatles with the last 14 nights of the second Beatles Christmas show at London's Hammersmith Odeon. The Beatles' 65 album was number one in the US, and I Feel Fine top of the singles chart in America and Britain. On the 20th, they were seen across America singing three songs on the television show Shindig. And on the 11th of February, Ringo became the second married Beatle.
Ringo, what do you have to say to all the teenage girls who broke into tears yesterday when they heard the news?
I don't think there was that many, actually, you know. You know, everything seems to go fine. There's only sort of, you know, only a few that are going off the heads.
Where did you propose?
In the Ad Lib Club.
Just in the early hours of the morning, Ringo?
No, well, yes, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You weren't on bended knee?
No, I didn't. Sorry about that. What?
How did the honeymoon location leak out?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a fella. Does anyone know? No? Liars.
Is there any place in the world you feel you and Maureen could go when you want to be alone with her and walk outside freely? And where would that be?
I've no idea. Only Vietnam.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't? Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. I say you will when you won't, honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George, one time for me.
How about country and western music? I know you're a fan of Buck Owens.
George Jones. I'm one of the most country and western singers, you know.
What does country and western music say to you?
Well, I like it because all the numbers have a story, you know, and I love stories. And, you know, there's always, 90%, you know, in all country numbers, there's a story. You know, what, 50% all my girl's gone away, but I'm going to laugh anyway, and, you know, or don't leave me or I'll cry, you know. That's about all the stories.
How about Hank Williams?
Well, he was great, you know. I love him, too. I like the Buck Owens, George Jones, and Kitty Wells, and people like that, you know.
If you had your way, would you sing strictly, if you were a single, for example, as a vocalist, would you sing strictly country and western?
No, I don't think so.
What would you do, about the same kind of thing?
Well, if I was just a singer on my own, I'd like to put everything in, you know, sort of, not that I ever could sing a ballad, but I'd like to try it, you know, and just rock and roll and country and western.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I. Show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know.
I can say, girl, love you all the time. Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week, 8 days a week, 8 days a week.
8 days a week was released as a single in the US on February 15th, the same day that John Lennon passed his driving test. On the 18th, Northern Songs became a public company on the London Stock Exchange, and then on the 22nd, they left for the Bahamas to start work on the new movie, called at that time, Eight Arms to Hold You.
We've never made any plans or never kept any sort of, you know, made any time limit in the past. For instance, you know, we never limited the time we were ever going to be playing at the Cavern or anything. So after the Cavern, we never made any plans for how long our record career was going to be. Or we never made plans, in fact, even that we were going to go into films, you know. So now that we're doing things, you know, that we never expected to do, we're not going to set a time limit on them now, you know. As soon as we stop selling records or stop selling tickets for concerts, we'll finish then.
Take eight.
Okay, let's go. Let's get out of here.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
From Beatles for Sale, I'm a Loser. On March the 13th, shooting of the new movie switched to Austria, and on the 9th of April, the first song from that film was released in the UK, and that's coming next.
We'll be right back.
Ticket to Ride, released in Britain on April the 9th, 1965. On the 11th, the Beatles performed at the New Musical Express Poll Winners Concert at Wembley, and on May 12th, completed work on their second movie.
And the movie Help, those skiing scenes you did?
Yes.
Did you guys film yourself?
We did some of them.
You don't ski yourself?
Very slowly or backwards down a mountain.
Isn't it kind of a dangerous thing to do anything that's hazardous at all for you?
Very fine, you know, because... We got to the Alps and it was all nice walking around in the snow, and then the director said, okay, get your skis on. And we just put them on off this mountain thing and said, okay, off you go, you know. I'd never been on them in my life. John is about the only one who'd ever done it before. And you just sort of slide away and your feet get tangled and everything. It's horrible.
I'm thinking about the fact that, if one of you guys is injured, it puts all four of you out of business for a while, especially if it's a concert tour coming up. Doesn't Mr. Epstein have any objections?
The thing is, I don't think... We're insured for so many things, you know, it's ridiculous. And I don't think we're insured for skiing, but we took a chance, you know. We shouldn't have done a lot of things in the film, but we wanted to, you know. We didn't want stuntmen doing it. You know, like George diving through windows and... leaping about, and I leapt off a boat and can't swim very good, and falling through trapdoors, you know. And because we didn't want stuntmen to do it for the fact that when we went to see the film, you know, there'd be other guys doing what, you know, so we did it ourselves.
If you were red tonight, remember said tonight, for red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more is true, yes it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore, everybody knows, sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my bride, yes it is, yes it is, oh yes it is, yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said tonight. For red is the color that will make me blue in spite of you. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride, yes it is, yes it is, oh yes it is. Yeah, please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said tonight. For red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
That's Yes It Is, a song originally intended for the Help soundtrack, but it ended up on the B-side of Ticket to Ride. On May 22nd, Ticket to Ride was number one in the US, and on June the 12th, Buckingham Palace announced that all four Beatles were to be awarded the MBE.
Well, I find myself in distinguished company, and may I, without more ado, introduce George
Hello.
Harrison,
Hello.
MBE.
Thank you.
John Lennon, MBE.
Oh, it's all, yeah.
Ringo Starr, MBE. And Paul McCartney, MBE.
How do you do?
George,
yeah?
What was your first reaction when you heard you'd been awarded the MBE?
Well, I didn't believe it really at first, but then when they sent me all bits of paper saying that, and you lot wrote it in the papers, well, you had to believe it.
Ringo hasn't told his mum yet.
Is this true, Ringo? You haven't told your mum about this yet?
No, she'll have read about it today, though.
Were you surprised at all?
Yes, very.
When did you first know you'd been awarded the MBE?
2 days ago. We had the form 6 weeks ago to fill in, you know, but we didn't know we'd actually got it till 2 days ago.
Did the form come with the rest of your fan mail, or did it come separately? In a very sort of impressive sort of, envelope?
Yes, we all thought it was call of papers. I keep using that line, it's not mine. And but when we opened them, it was, you know, if you'd like to have an MBE, sign here. So we did.
It was done this way.
Yes, so we signed our name. Richard Stark, you know. MBE, not Ringo.
Thank you very much.
Still the same Ringo.
Sent two bottle tops and we got it.
Paul, do you think you really deserve an award like the MBE?
I don't know, you know. What does it matter? We got it, you know.
What about when you go to the palace for the investiture?
Yeah.
What about the gear? How are you dressed?
I don't know. Some fellow was just saying you have to have top hats. I hope you don't have to have top hats.
Will you all wear top hats?
Oh, we can carry them.
If we have to.
I have white rabbits coming out of them.
And what about the hair?
What about it?
Yeah.
We'll put that in the top hat as well.
John, having the MBE, what does it mean to you?
I don't know till I get it. I'll read about it and see what it is, really, because I'm not sure what it is. I only know what I read in the papers. You know, so I'll just sort of check and see what I've really got. I'll find out what they are, then I'll tell you.
What did your wife say when she knew you had it?
She said, oh.
Just like that.
Because she didn't have a clue what really what it was either, but she's pleased. You know. I tried to get her one, but she couldn't.
You've taken it pretty lightheartedly, obviously, but what do you really think deep down about getting this award?
I think it's great. I've never had any awards, you know. Nearly got one for swimming. Yeah. Nearly got one at the swimming gala.
Well, I got one for 25 yards.
This happened once before, when I came to your door. No reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light. I saw the light. I know that you saw me as I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone. They said you were not home. That's a lie. Cause I know where you've been. I saw you walking your door. I nearly died. I nearly died. Cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other guy. And I'll forgive the lies that I heard before when you gave me no reply. I tried. they said you were not home. That's a lie. 'Cause I know where you've been, and I saw you walk in your door. With another man in my place. No reply. No reply.
On June 14th, the album Beatles 6 was released in the US, and on the 20th, they began a short European tour through France, Italy, and Spain. John's second book, Spaniard in the Works, was published in the UK on June 24th, and he'll be reading a piece from that next.
If we don't have to pay you too much in copyright, could you read us a little bit of something?
Well, I'll read you a bit of one that seems quite pleasant. The National Health Cowardice is. I'll just read two verses so as you don't... I don't spoil it, so you'll have to buy it. I strolled into the farm... Oh, no, hold on, got it wrong. I strolled into a farmyard when no one was about. Treading past the troubles, I raised my head to shout. Come out the cow with glasses, I called and rolled my eye. It ambled up toward me. I milked it with a sigh. Not telling anymore, you see, so they'll have to get it.
Thank you very much.
John Lennon reading from his second book, Spaniard in the Works. And then on July 19th in the US and July 23rd in the UK, the new single.
One, two, three, four. Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never
needed anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Now, and now my life has changed in oh so many ways.
My independence
seems to vanish in the haze.
But every now and then I feel so insecure.
I know that I
just need your light. I've never done before.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are
these
gone,
days
and
are
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I've
changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Review of Help from outside. Don't be a Beatle now. Be a movie critic.
There's good photography in it. You know, if people are keen on photography, you can watch it for that. There's some good actors in it, not us, because, you know, we don't act. We just sort of
do
what we can, you know. It's quite hard for them to film that. Leo McKern's exceptional in it, and so is Victor Spinetti and Roy Kinnear, the thin and the fat fella. They're good together. The first half of the film is much better than the end, and it's a bit of a letdown when it gets to the Bahamas. That's my view of it. See, I've seen it three times and trying to look at it without thinking of it as our film, you know.
Help had its world premiere in London on July the 29th. The album came out in August, and as was the case with Hard Day's Night, the UK version contained all Beatles songs, while the US version had half Beatles songs and half George Martin orchestrations. On August 15th, the Beatles began their 1965 American tour with two nights at Shea Stadium.
With a song
And this song is called I Feel Fine.
They wouldn't allow us to drop right into the arena, and so we had to land on the roof of the World Fair. From there we went into the stadium in a Wells Fargo armoured truck. We got on the helicopter at Wall Street, and instead of going right to the show, the fellas started going round, zooming round the stadium, saying, look at that, isn't it great, fellas? And look at the World's Fair, and look at this, and we're hanging on there by the skin of our teeth.
Well, it was marvellous. It was the biggest crowd we ever played to. It was the biggest live show, I think, anybody's ever done, they told us.
Yes,
sure. And it was fantastic, you know. And it was just great. They could almost hear us as well, even though they're making a lot of noise, because the amplification was... We did I'm Down, so, you know, because I did the organ on the record, I decided to play it on stage for the first time. I didn't really know what to do because I felt naked with that guitar, so I was doing old Jerry Lewis, putting my foot on it, and George couldn't play for laughing. You know, I was doing it for a laugh, but you know, the kids didn't really know what I was doing. I was just jumping about in the old man. He played about two bars of it. You forget who you are. Once you plug in and the noise starts, you're just a group playing anywhere again. You forget that, you know, your Beatles or what your records are. You're just singing.
There's no entertainer in the world that can get the response that they have. Whenever they come on, the response is unlike that of any other group in the world. They're the greatest.
We want the Beatles! We want the Beatles! They want the Beatles!
He does most of the songwriting with McCartney. He's probably the most intelligent, the most well-spoken. And, I like the way he acts in public, in recording conferences, in press conferences and stuff. He always seems to be the one who's able to make the best off-the-cuff statements. Because the way he speaks, he's got an eloquence that isn't eloquent.
I agree with my brother, though I don't know mostly what he's talking about.
Can you hear me? Hello? It's called Dizzy Miss Lizzie.
Okay. Ladies, hold it! Hold it! Quiet! 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 Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in Houston, the Beatles! The Beatles!
We're heading into the busiest leg. You ready for it? You rested up enough?
Yeah. Oh, we can keep going for ages.
Could you continue at a two-show-a-day pace, do you think, for more than a couple of weeks, really?
Well, we could, you know, if... we could if it was... For this tour, I think we could do two shows a day. I mean, we don't have to because, like today, the place is so big. So if we did two shows, there wouldn't be enough people, you know. But last year was a bit rough for 5 weeks. Now, that's almost... knocked us out, but this year it's, you know, I don't think we got any worries. You know, we can last out 2.5 weeks easily.
George Harrison on a bed in, where are we, George?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
I believe.
How do you keep track?
People tell us where we are, and sometimes you catch the sign on the airport roof before you get in the car.
Have you ever done a concert and said in public it was the wrong city?
Yeah, we used to do that a lot in Britain when we first started doing big tours. You know, we used to say, oh, it's great to be here in Bradford, and somebody would say, you're in Birmingham, you fool.
Well, you were the safest guy on that stage just now, weren't you?
Yes, I was the safest guy on that stage.
Although they were behind you.
I'd like to say that, yes, but the thing is, so was all that wire, you know.
You get scared, really?
This is, I think that today, you know, is the first time I ever had, any feeling of doubt that we're okay. usually we just say, yeah, you know, a couple get on stage and they run round, but we're okay. But today it got a bit dodgy.
That was the last concert in the 1965 American tour in San Francisco.
That had to be the wildest concert of this tour.
It was wild.
And Malcolm took a dive into the audience there. You got grabbed a couple of times and called it, huh?
Yeah, some little lad got my hat, and then the thing like that, somebody like him, he doesn't really care about the show anyway, all the kids there. He just grabbed my hat from behind and just dived full length onto some kids at the front. He could have killed one of them, you know, that kind of fool nobody needs.
John, I know you're relaxing. We have another show to do here. You have another show here to do in San Francisco, home tomorrow. You're about ready, I bet, after now. Huh?
Yeah, I think that. I mean, we couldn't have top it with anything else like this. I don't think it would have been as bad if the photographers hadn't been standing in the front and the kids had to stand up to see, and the photographers got higher so as to photograph the kids standing up, and then it started, you know.
We who aren't up there will never know, I guess, the feeling. I was down on the side and I felt fear. Now, do you ever feel actual fear, physical harm to yourself? Does that bother you then?
Sometimes, not very often. At the beginning I was nervous, you know, because I get nervous thinking, well, the show's going to be no good anyway. I could tell that, but, you know, for us, it was just a drag, you know. We knew that they wouldn't hear anything, and the guitars were knocked out of tune by, you know, our own people running in, saving us, and amplifiers are pulled out. So you get nervous more for just the idea that you're going to play it for half an hour and nothing's going to happen. I don't mean people not hearing you because of screaming, just people not hearing you because it's just, you know, like a riot and not sort of like a show.
No, I've heard more screaming at other concerts, really, totally.
I mean, you know, I mean, we might have been waxworks for all, you know, what the good we did there. You know, nobody heard anything, or not even, you know, a basic beat or anything.
The Beatles flew home on September 1st, and on September the 4th, Help the Single was number one in the US, and on September 11th, Help the Album was also number one. Yet another new single was released in America on September 13th, and that's next.
It'll be an F for you. Yesterday. I'm in G. But it'll be an F. It goes E minor to A seventh to D minor. Ready? Okay, man. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's a shadow hanging over me. I'm not half the man I used to be. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, released in the US September 13th and hit number one on October the 9th, John's 25th birthday. They turned down a request to appear at the 1965 Royal Variety Show, but on October the 26th went to Buckingham Palace to collect their MBEs.
It was only a matter of time before the Beatles made it. So came the summons to the palace. The news got round to the faithful that the world's number one group were to be invested by Her Majesty with the most excellent order of the British Empire. Ringo, John, Paul and George, MBEs. What did Paul think of the palace? A keen pad, he said. Certainly no other four men of our time, or any other, have given so much pleasure to millions in a few short years. Recognition very well deserved. On the other side of the railings, the fans undoubtedly thought so, and let everybody know it within 5 miles radius.
When we got the MBEs, you know, I really believed, you know, having been brought up in it, the whole thing of, you know, Her Majesty and all that stuff, which is great. I thought, well, it's a great honour, you know,
yes,
getting an MBE,
course,
obviously.
Yeah.
When we went to the palace and lined up with the other 5 million people who were getting it, and then after you've been presented, you know, you sort of go to the other end of the corridor and they give you this little medal. You do sort of think, well, it's not like you imagined it, you know.
That's
like in your dreams you'd have this great sort of, you know, the Queen sits there with her great flowing robes and puts a sword on your shoulder and stuff. Well, you know, in fact, they just give you a medal. And the medal sort of says, thanks from us.
Most of October and November were spent at the Abbey Road Studios recording a new album and a new single. Both were released on December the 3rd in Britain, the same day they began their final tour of the UK, starting in Glasgow and ending 9 shows later in Cardiff.
1, 2, 3, 4. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way. Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way, only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out.
The year ended in Britain with the single We Can Work It Out and Day Tripper at number one and Rubber Soul top of the album chart.
I'd like to direct this question to Messrs. Lennon and McCartney. In a recent article, Time Magazine put down pop music, and they referred to Day Tripper as being about a prostitute and Norwegian Wood about as being about a lesbian. Now, I just wanted to know what your intent was when you wrote it, and what your feeling is about the Time Magazine criticism of the music that is being written today.
We were just trying to write songs about prostitutes and lesbians, that's it.
Two, three, four.
She took me half the way there. She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there now. She was a day tripper. One way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, and I found out.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because, well, you miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed-up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yes.
And like last year.
We've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to you listeners, where in you crane of you. We belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, we to the Jack McGregor pan his banny ho. Hack your banny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in the pigeon with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in the pigeon with the old black door, we got some, we got some.
Well, for the sake of Auld Lang Syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year,
he was here.
We was here, around the same old mic, down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, yeah, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright? Yeah.
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yeah. Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because we got some fans in the forces, you
Well,
know?
Here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's a five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
Chica, be a queen, be a forgot, and never brought me home. China, down in Vietnam, and China, and still. And look at all those bodies.
Jordan, China. Floating in the river, Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this
year.
Well,
that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something
like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got
for
Christmas.
Yesterday you are all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though the hitch is day.
Oh, bless you all on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 245-9783.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. It looks as though they're here to stay. Bless you all on Christmas Day.
But once a year.
And when it comes, it brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day. I'm the bad man by the Christmas Day.
All right, fade it there, Charlie.
Six, seven, okay, put the red lights off.
And this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad? Hey, Basha.
And they're still the same.
Turned it off, Basha.
Right about now, I would like to bring on somebody for you. Want to tell you that... ask you to help me make this introduction. I'd like to say a name, and I'd like you to repeat the name. And then when we get through, we'll all add it up, and it ought to have some fun for you. Are you ready? Let me say it first. You repeat it after me. John. Paul. Ringo. Josh. I give you the one and only fabulous.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a history of the Beatle years, 1962 to 1970. I'm Roger Scott in London. It's 1966.
This is the thing, actually, that we are more interested, really, in making music than we are probably in actually performing it, because we're not very good performers, you know. We haven't ever been able really to do what we've been able to do on records, on the stage. And also when we play these big concerts, you know, it gets a bit more impossible each time to sort of get over to the people what you're trying to get over.
Sergeant Pepper's lonely, Sergeant Pepper's lonely, Sergeant Pepper's lonely.
You know, as soon as the backing came in, the rhythm went all soft, you know.
And when George is big.
But I mean, you can look after it now because my voice isn't with it.
You know, make it heavy. Because by the time we put something else on, there'll be no jumbo Gibson at all.
With another man, that's the end, little girl. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I've said. Baby, I'm determined. For your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. I catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. With another man, that's the end, little girl. Na, na, na. Na, na, na. Na, na, na.
Run for Your Life from Rubber Soul. The year began with that album at number one in Britain and the US, and We Can Work It Out in Day Tripper, the number one single. On January 21st, George Harrison and Patty Boyd were married. On February 28th, the Cavern in Liverpool closed with debts of £10,000. On March the 1st, the film of the 65 Shea Stadium concert had its premiere on BBC television. And on March the 4th, the London Evening Standard published an interview between journalist Maureen Cleave and John Lennon, in which John said he thought the Beatles were more popular than Jesus and that Christianity would shrink and vanish. There was no reaction from the British public.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Think
Where's music going? Pop music.
Where's it going? I don't know. It's just going along, you know, steady.
Isn't it going in a folk rock direction or a pop folk, or do you believe in labels like that?
I don't believe in them, you know. They're just something that, if you're going to write about it, you've got to call it something.
I'm talking about the Bob Dylan, the Birds.
Yeah, it's that way inclined, but it's not going to do anything spectacular, you know, like rock and roll did.
It's not going to affect your music anyway.
It has a bit, yeah, you know. I mean, we sort of take little bits from all kinds of music, and folk's one of them.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, drinking her wine, biding my time. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. She told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone, this bird had flown. So I lit a fire, isn't it good, Norwegian wood.
On May 1st, 1966, the Beatles gave their last ever UK concert at the New Musical Express Poll Winners Concert at Wembley, and on May 19th and 20th made promo films for both sides of their new single. It was released in the US on May 30th, and it's coming up next.
Paperback Writer's
Bye.
Both paperback writer and the B-side, Rain, were recorded at Abbey Road on April 14th and released in America on May 30th. An advertisement for the single in Britain used the so-called butcher picture, and there was no unfavourable reaction from the British public. The two promo films were shown on the Ed Sullivan Show on June 5th, and on the 16th, the Beatles made a rare live appearance on BBC TV's Top of the Pops, performing both songs. On June 20th, the Yesterday and Today album was released in the US and then swiftly withdrawn after a public outcry over the infamous butcher photo on the cover. John explains.
We took the pictures in London at one of those photo sessions. By then, we were really sort of, you know, beginning to hate it. A photo session was a big ordeal and, you know, you had time to look normal, you know, and you didn't feel it. And the photographer was a bit of a surrealist, you know, and he brought along all these babies and pieces of meat and doctor's coats, so we really got into it, and that's how we felt, you know, yeah. So we sort of, I especially, pushed for it to be an album cover, you know, just to break the image, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it got out in America, and they printed, it's about 60,000 got out, and then there was some kind of fuss, as usual, and they were all sent back in or withdrawn, and they stuck that awful-looking picture which you have in front of you of us sitting, looking just as deadbeat, but supposed to be happy-go-lucky foursome.
On June the 4th, 1966, the Beatles left Britain for concerts in West Germany, Japan and the Philippines.
We'd like to sing now a song which is our new record here in Japan. And we'd like to sing it now. It's called Paperback Writer.
Paperback.
concert at the Araneta Coliseum in Manila on July the 4th was in front of 100,000 fans, their biggest ever audience. But the following day, riots raged in the city when the Beatles supposedly snubbed the president's wife by not showing up at a reception at the palace. They barely managed to board the plane out. On the 29th of July, Datebook magazine in the USA republished out of context a part of the interview John had done with the Evening Standard, in which he said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. 2 days later, radio stations in the southern states banned all Beatles music and organized huge bonfires of their records.
You tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. You can't see me.
When your prize possessions start to weigh down, look in my direction, I'll be round, I'll be round. You tell me that you've heard every sound there is, and your bird can swing, but you can't hear me. You can't hear me. When your bike is broken, will it bring you down? You may be awoken, I'll be round,
I'll be round. Tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me.
Your Bird Can Sing, one of the three new songs that were on the Yesterday and Today album in the US. Those songs were on the British version of the Revolver album, which contained 14 songs, whilst the US version had only 11. More from that next.